Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Have you ever had a moment in your sport when you feel unstoppable? Your physical prep is bang on, you're emotionally and mentally in the sweet spot, and everything clicks. You react quickest to the gun and swiftly get into that perfect stride length. You execute the move as a team and get an early score. You dominate a rally and you know you have the edge on your opponent. It's an amazing feeling, isn't it? Power and energy pumps through your body and you love it. Everything comes together just as planned and you get the result you hope for. As we begin this game day series in the book of Acts, Luke the writer wastes no time in helping us see that God has got things right where they need to be in order to achieve his unstoppable game plan for the salvation of the world. This is Dr. Luke's second letter, and it bridges the gap between Jesus' time on earth and how the gospel begins to spread across the world. The disciples have seen Jesus, their leader and friend, crucified and buried. Then they've met him, resurrected and alive, and now suddenly they're commanded to go and be his witnesses to the ends of the earth. Imagine how they must have felt. Excitement, fear, expectation. And can you imagine all the thoughts running through their minds? How on earth? No chance. This is impossible. Well, Acts chapter 1 verse 8 is the answer they needed. Here we find Jesus' final words to his disciples when he says, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and the ends of the earth." Like a stone dropping into a still pond, God's plan is that the life-transforming news of Jesus' death and resurrection will spread like a ripple effect from Jerusalem out to every corner of the earth. And what's the formula? The Holy Spirit inside God's people who are willing to go. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the God Trinity, described by Jesus as a helper who will comfort, guide, and empower his followers through life's journey here on earth. And in Acts chapter 1 through to 5, we begin to see the impact of the Holy Spirit. We read of people receiving new languages, which enables thousands of people to hear the message of Jesus in their own native tongue. We read of people living in radical, sacrificial ways, looking out for each other's needs and worshipping God together. And we see divine healing power given to the apostles who testify throughout Jerusalem about a living Lord Jesus. As chapter 6 verse 7 summarizes, "So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the truth." It's a great feeling when it all comes together in our sport, isn't it? But the truth is, it's hard to get it right every time, and it doesn't seem to last. In contrast, we see here in Acts a God-given formula which is unstoppable. I wonder what this looks like for you today. Your sports club needs to be reached with the gospel. And as followers of Jesus, we too are called to go and be his witnesses to those in our sport. But are you looking within yourself to find the courage and energy to do this? Or are you following God's formula and trusting that the Holy Spirit will give you the power and strength that's needed? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your Holy Spirit, which can give me the power and strength I need to be a witness for Jesus in my sports club. Please help me today to show Jesus through my actions and speak about Jesus with my words. Amen. Finally, take a few minutes now to pray for those in your sport. Pray that God will open a door for his message in your club or team this game day.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.